It's now time for the children's sermon. I'd like to invite my young friends forward for their message today. Well, good morning. How y'all doing today? I'm glad to see you all. I bet you know what's in this box, right? Brownie mix. That's exactly right. How many of you have seen your mom or dad bake brownies in the oven? Any of y'all seen that? Sure, yeah. They usually use a mix box like this. And on the back, there are baking instructions. And it tells you exactly how to bake these brownies in three easy steps. But it's very important that whoever's baking them follow the steps on the box. For instance, this box says you have to use a 2/3 cup of oil, a 1/4 cup of water, and 2 eggs. Why don't you move over there a little bit, get the sun out of your eyes there. Now, suppose I was going to bake some brownies, and I decided, yuck, I don't like eggs, so I'm not going to put eggs in there. And I mix it all up and I bake it. How would the brownies come out? Would they be good to eat? No, they'd be yucky and disgusting because they didn't follow the instructions, right? That's why the instructions are there. They were written by some people that know exactly how to fix the brownies just right. And if you follow the instructions, it'll work out well. But if you don't, it's not their fault. It's your fault for not following the instructions, right? Now, God has given you and me instructions in the Bible. But these instructions are not about how to bake brownies. These instructions are much, much more important. These instructions tell us how to live in God's world. And you know, God made the world, didn't He?
Yeah.
That's exactly right. So God knows how we ought to live in this world in order for things to work out best. But if we don't follow the instructions, we can't blame God, can we? We can only blame ourselves. And so that's why it's important for us to come to church and to learn what the Bible says and seek to follow God's instructions so that we can do the things He wants us to do. You know, the Bible says in Psalm 81, God says, "Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways, for I would soon subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their foes." God says, you know, it just breaks my heart when my people don't follow the instructions I've given them. Because if they just follow it, things would work out so much better for them. And so I'm glad you're here this morning to learn more of God's Word. And I hope as you grow up, you'll seek to follow what He tells us in the Bible. You try to remember that? Good. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your Word and for the instructions You have in it. And I thank You so much for these boys and girls and their parents who love You. And I pray that You would help them as they grow up to grow in their knowledge of You through the Word of God, and that they would seek to order their lives according to Your Word. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.